No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the third day of September. It's a little bit more subdued September this morning. It's so good to be here with you. Thank you for allowing me this pleasure to be here on this journey through the Bible with each and every one of you all over the globe. It's such a joy. It's such a blessing to see this community come together. So many collective voices, so many differences, and yet one common denominator. To hear the word of God and to allow God to speak to us through his word, whether you realize it or not. Hearing the word of God is allowing the word to speak to us. And if we will surrender our ways, our thoughts, our pride, our knowledge, what we think we know is true, if we surrender those things to him in the beginning, he will speak and we will change. And that is the hope and the point of relationship, is to refine it, to purify ourselves, to better ourselves, to leave the old, step into the new that awaits every single day. We're going to do that together here, right now. Today we read the book of Ezekiel. I'm quite fond of that name, in case you didn't know. And we're reading chapters 22 and 23 today. And this week we are reading the New International Version. Ezekiel chapter 22. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, will you judge her? Will you judge this city of bloodshed? Then confront her with all her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You city that brings on herself doom by shedding blood in her midst and defiles herself by making idols, you have become guilty because of the blood you have shed and have become defiled by the idols you have made. You have brought your days to a close, and the end of your years has come. Therefore, I will make you an object of scorn to the nations and a laughingstock to all the countries. Those who are near and those who are far away will mock you, you infamous city full of turmoil. See how each of the princes of Israel who are in you uses his power to shed blood. In you they have treated father and mother with contempt. In you they have oppressed the foreigner and mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and desecrated my Sabbaths. In you are slanderers who are bent on shedding blood. In you are those who eat at the mountain shrines and commit lewd acts. In you are those who dishonor their father's bed. In you are those who violate women during their period when they are ceremonially unclean. In you, one man commits a detestable offense with his neighbor's wife. Another shamefully defiles his daughter-in-law. And another violates his sister, his own father's daughter. In you are people who accept bribes to shed blood. You take interest and make a profit from the poor. You extort unjust gain from your neighbors, and you have forgotten me, declares the sovereign Lord. I will surely strike my hands together at the unjust gain you have made and at the blood you have shed in your midst. Will your courage endure or your hands be strong in the day I deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries, and I will put an end to your uncleanness. When you have been defiled in the eyes of the nations, you will know that I am the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, the people of Israel have become dross to me. All of them are the copper, tin, iron, and lead left inside a furnace. They are but the dross of silver. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because you have all become dross, I will gather you into Jerusalem as silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin are gathered into a furnace to be melted with a fiery blast. So will I gather you in my anger and my wrath and put you inside the city and melt you. I will gather you and I will blow on you with my fiery wrath, and you will be melted inside her. As silver is melted in a furnace, so you will be melted inside her, and you will know that I, the Lord, have poured out my wrath on you. Again the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the land, you are a land that has not been cleansed or rained on in the day of wrath. There is a conspiracy of her princes within her like a roaring lion tearing its prey. They devour people, take treasures and precious things, and make many widows within her. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean, and they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Her officials within her are like wolves tearing their prey. They shed blood and kill people to make unjust gain. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land practiced extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the foreigner, denying them justice. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them for my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, there were two women, daughters of the same mother. They became prostitutes in Egypt, engaging in prostitution from their youth. In that land their breasts were fondled and their virgin bosoms caressed. The older was named Ohala, and her sister was Ohalabah. They were mine and gave birth to sons and daughters. Ohala is Samaria, and Ohalabah is Jerusalem. Ohala engaged in prostitution while she was still mine, and she lusted after her lovers, the Assyrians, warriors clothed in blue, governors and commanders, all of them handsome young men and mounted horsemen. She gave herself as a prostitute to all the elite of the Assyrians and defiled herself with all the idols of everyone she lusted after. She did not give up the prostitution she began in Egypt, when during her youth men slept with her, caressed her virgin bosom, and poured out their lust on her. Therefore, I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. They stripped her naked, took away her sons and daughters, and killed her with the sword. She became a byword among women, and punishment was inflicted on her. Her sister Ohalabah saw this, yet in her lust and prostitution she was more depraved than her sister. She too lusted after the Assyrians, governors and commanders, warriors in full dress, mounted horsemen, all handsome young men. I saw that she too defiled herself. Both of them went the same way. But she carried her prostitution still further. She saw men portrayed on a wall, figures of Chaldeans portrayed in red, with belts around their waists, and flowing turbans on their heads. All of them looked like Babylonian chariot officers, natives of Chaldea. As soon as she saw them, she lusted after them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. Then the Babylonians came to her, to the bed of love, and in their lust they defiled her. After she had been defiled by them, she turned away from them in disgust. When she carried on her prostitution openly and exposed her naked body, I turned away from her in disgust, just as I had turned away from her sister. Yet she became more and more promiscuous as she recalled the days of her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt. There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like that of horses. So you longed for the lewdness of your youth when in Egypt your bosom was caressed and your young breasts fondled. Therefore, O Halaba, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will stir up your lovers against you, those you turned away from in disgust, and I will bring them against you from every side. The Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, the men of Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, handsome young men, all of them governors and commanders, chariot officers, and men of high rank, all mounted on horses. They will come against you with weapons, chariots, and wagons, and with a throng of people. They will take up positions against you on every side with large and small shields and with helmets. I will turn you over to them for punishment, and they will punish you according to their standards. I will direct my jealous anger against you, and they will deal with you in fury. They will cut off your noses and your ears, and those of you who are left will fall by the sword. They will take away your sons and daughters, and those of you who are left will be consumed by fire. They will also strip you of your clothes and take your fine jewelry. So I will put a stop to the lewdness and prostitution you began in Egypt. You will not look on these things with longing or remember Egypt anymore. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am about to deliver you into the hands of those you hate, to those you turned away from in disgust. They will deal with you in hatred and take away everything you have worked for. They will leave you stark naked, and the shame of your prostitution will be exposed. Your lewdness and promiscuity have brought this on you because you lusted after the nations and defiled yourself with their idols. You have gone the way of your sister, so I will put her cup into your hand. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. You will drink your sister's cup, a cup large and deep. It will bring scorn and derision, for it holds so much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of ruin and desolation, the cup of your sister Samaria. You will drink it and drain it dry and chew on its pieces, and you will tear your breasts. I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Since you have forgotten me and turned your back on me, you must bear the consequences of your lewdness and prostitution. The Lord said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ohala and Ohalaba? Then confront them with their detestable practices, for they have committed adultery and blood is on their hands. They committed adultery with their idols. They even sacrificed their children, whom they bore to me, as food for them. They have also done this to me. At that same time, they defiled my sanctuary and desecrated my Sabbaths. On the very day they sacrificed their children to their idols, they entered my sanctuary and desecrated it. That is what they did in my house. They even sent messengers for men who came from far away, and when they arrived, you bathed yourself for them, applied eye makeup, and put on your jewelry. You sat on an elegant couch with a table spread before it on which you had placed the incense and olive oil that belonged to me. The noise of a carefree crowd was around her. Drunkards were brought from the desert along with men from the rabble, and they put bracelets on the wrists of the woman and her sister and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said about the one worn out by adultery, "Now let them use her as a prostitute, for that is all she is." And they slept with her, as men sleep with a prostitute. So they slept with those lewd women, Ohala and Ohalaba. But righteous judges will sentence them to the punishment of women who commit adultery and shed blood because they are adulterous and blood is on their hands. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Bring a mob against them and give them over to terror and plunder. The mob will stone them and cut them down with their swords. They will kill their sons and daughters and burn down their houses. So I will put an end to lewdness in the land, that all women may take warning and not imitate you. You will suffer the penalty for your lewdness and bear the consequences of your sins of idolatry. Then you will know that I am the Sovereign Lord. Okay, strong language again today. Some very vivid imagery of comparison of what the sins of the people of Jerusalem and Judah that God is speaking to through the prophet Ezekiel. So we hear very familiar language in the same way as we read the story of Noah, where God is looking for one righteous person to save humanity. And it was Noah that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and Noah and his family were spared. And God promised to never flood the earth again. And you have to wonder if he wasn't thinking such a thing at this time. And I think it's a fair question to just ask why he didn't just wipe them off the face of the earth and start all over again. He's God, he can do this. I think two things come to mind. One, he promised he would never do that again, and God is faithful to his word. And two, God's heart is always for redemption, always to give opportunity for us to turn and repent, as he has done so clearly so many times through the prophets that we've been reading about. It is the heart of God that no man should perish, and we all freely have that choice. And I think it may be safe to say that the children of Israel, the things that we are witnessing, the sins of the people against the heart of God, by oppressing the poor, by ignoring the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, by sexual immorality through incest and adultery, by the leaders abusing their power, by catering to the rich and ignoring the poor and the oppressed, I think that it's safe to say that pride, our pride and our arrogance and our self-righteousness, can blind us to such things that we think we are not doing such things, that we think these problems are all for someone else, or that we think that we're the exception. We're justified in ignoring the issues that God clearly lays out in the Bible. And because we show up on Sunday with our best face and our best outfit and our best outward appearance of having it all together, we disregard what we have done throughout the week or what we have not done, that we have ignored, that we have justified, that we have passed off to someone else, that we have put in the time. We're here giving our 2 hours. We're here, we're getting it all right. We're here to perform the outward display of worship to God. How could we be wrong when we're doing this so right? And in that, our hearts are not much different than the hearts of those that we read in Scripture today. We leave our sins in secret. We do them behind closed doors. We do them in hidden spaces, and we chastise those that sin differently than us. We chastise those that admit outwardly. We are so quick with our judgment and our opinions, and we are so hesitant to self-examine, to look in the mirror, and to consider that perhaps we may not be as righteous as ourselves think we are righteous. Jesus, would you have mercy on us all? Every person that is able to listen, every person that is able to hear, every person that is able to see, may we not look beyond our own selves at the person next to us. May we stop and consider what is right here, what it is about 10 to 15 inches from our head to our heart. May we be willing to look about 10 to 15 inches, give or take, down at our own heart and consider what needs cleaned up so that we would be a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing, and acceptable to you, God. We cannot be a living sacrifice without giving up something that we want. That is our selfishness. That is our sin. That is our pride. This is taking up our cross and dying daily to follow you. May we do so. And I ask this in the mighty and the matchless name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can we talk breathing prayer, a little book for big feelings? Thank you guys so much for your support. This is a first. We've never written a children's book. Brian, myself, Ezekiel, we all got together. It took a really long time. We collaborated over this story, over this time period in Ezekiel's life that was really difficult to maneuver. And I'm so thankful we're around that corner, that season of life is behind us. And in so we can share our experience. And I pray that this little book, we're not trying to get our theology exactly perfect here, guys. We're praying that this little book will be something helpful for littles and for bigs, who might just feel lonely, that might deal with anxiety and say, I've prayed. I can't pray it away. There's no more prayers to pray. I can't pray it away. It won't go away. I get that. Very much so. I often find that a prayer does not take things away, but the process of prayer the continual endurance of talking and listening and breathing and being reminded that God is always with us, that we are never alone, even when we feel so alone. I have found that our loneliness is usually our own isolation, and we have to take a step to get out of that. But there's shame, and there's sorrow, and there's remorse and regret, and all of those things that try to weigh us down, try to keep us silent and isolated. And so we just came up with a little tool, just a little book that we can read. And maybe it's even a great tool as we as adults would be vulnerable and admit that we too get afraid. We too get anxious. I remember a few months ago in a situation, I was sitting next to a woman I didn't know very well. And we were talking about fears that our kids might struggle with, and how they're afraid and how we can be afraid. And she said, well, it's okay to be afraid just as long as you don't show him or let him know that you're afraid. And I said, well, I might be doing it wrong then, because he knows all the things that I'm afraid of. Because admitting this to him lets him know that he's not alone. And it models that I can get stuck in my fear and I can prevent it from letting me live, or I can do things afraid, knowing that I'm not alone. And that's the course I'm going to choose. I can't pray for more faith to help me not be afraid. Those two things don't go together. Fear and faith can live side by side. I am afraid that what I cannot see, that what I don't know, that I believe is real, may not be real. And it might not come to pass. And I can be afraid, but I'm still going to have faith. So that's a lot of words. I'm sorry. That's a lot of words to tell you about the children's book, but it is flying off the shelves. We thank you so much for your support. It is available now. I believe the first 500 signed copies are already gone, but the book is still here, still available, and what a great gift it might give in your schools, in your church, in your Sunday school, because my kids were also afraid to go into the nursery at times, into Sunday school. It can be a very, if you think about it, what an overwhelming feeling that can be for some of our children to be in a strange place with strange people, whether those people love Jesus or not. A child does not know the difference. They just know the safety of their parents. And hopefully we are safe parents. The safety of their parents is lifted in a strange place. That can be church as well. So makes great gifts for different departments all over. Makes great gifts for grandparents. For grandparents to read to their the grandchildren, and parents to their children, and children to their parents, children to their grandparents. So with that being said, buy 5 books and you will get the 6th book free, just as a little care package of give these gifts away, we'll give you one to keep for yourself. So that's what's happening as a part of our 20th year anniversary, little ways that we are giving back in big ways, a little prayer for big feelings, the breathing prayer, now available in the DAB store. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or once again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological to ensure it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll continue with the book of Ezekiel together tomorrow. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Good morning. This is Maria from Mississippi. Today is August 29th, and I was sitting on my front porch this morning enjoying the really cool, breezy weather, listening to Jill as she read the daily Bible reading Chronicles and the beautiful song that came on at the end. And tears just came to my eyes. My heart just melted as I began to just cry out to God and ask Him to search me, search my heart, forgive any unclean or ill thought, word or action or motive, because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And we sin daily by thought, word, and deed. And Jill, what you did this morning is you made me aware, more aware, that we should die daily. We should kill our flesh daily for the thought, word, and deeds that are not of God, because we're only human. So I just want to give God the glory this morning for you, Jill, and for your heartfelt word this morning, and for sharing that beautiful song. And I pray, Lord God, that you forgive us all for any ill thoughts, word, or deeds, any unclean thought, words, or deeds. We love you, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we strive to walk in perfection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, DABC. This is Teresa, and I just wanted to talk about a commentary. We just finished Lamentations, and it's funny because I am wrestling through the questions of God, where were you when? In context, my home was a very broken home. I went through a lot of stuff, and I'm currently writing a book, and in the process of writing that book, I've had to wrestle with a lot of questions. And thank you. Thank you for affirming that it's okay to ask. Sometimes you can know it, but you're not sure if God really wants to hear it. You know, I said my relationship was complicated with Him before, and yeah, it still is. But you know what? We're working through it. So, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for your 20 years of reading the Bible. It's amazing. God bless you all. Please keep me in prayer that God will answer or bring me to resolution.
Yes, my name is John Pope, and I need prayer requests for God to show mercy when I have my hearing and go to court. I was lied on. I've been in jail for 9 months, and I need to get back to my kids, and I want to honor God with that. And lies did, the truth is starting to come out, so I want to praise God for that, and also just want to pray for provision for the things my family need and I need, and also I want to pray for my marriage. I know what God's will is scripturally, and so I'm going to follow that. And I did give God a vow in 2022 that if my wife didn't die when she lost our baby, I would stay with her, and I'm going to honor that too. So we can pray for the Pope family and provision, and I'm going to eventually be a pastor, so pray for that too. Thank you.